Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Good morning. We're doing a special edition of ArcRide Radio Show. I am your host, John Williams, the creator, the inventor, pioneer, art enthusiast. I support it 100%. Each week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. Everyone is welcome.
Absolutely.
Want to make sure we thank Blog Talk Radio for making this all possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/ArcRide Radio. We've been at it for some time now, Over 1,000 hours of content is available for free at the iTunes Music Store under the podcast. I mean, we got everything from shows about restaurant owners and athletes to belly dancers and musicians. Really love it. Also, you know, I want to thank everybody for showing support, you know, by purchasing the signature ArcRide tee. Right now they're on sale. You better get them now for the spring so you can be good for the summer. You can go to the website and find out about the tees, also our efforts and our mission at www.artcryofficial to get the scoop on what's happening. People checking in. As always, Chicago showing me love for the hometown boy. But Texas is representing big. El Paso's checking in. We also have San Antonio and Houston, not to mention some folks over there in Shreveport in Louisiana. I guess, you know, in Atlanta, too. You know, when we talk about today's topics, it makes men very nostalgic. Every man, I don't care. They lying if they tell you that they don't like classic cars. They scream testosterone. And today, on our show, we're talking about the top 10 classic cars for a midlife crisis. The top 10 classic cars for a midlife crisis. Feel free to chime in, 347-205-9896. 347-205-9896 is the number to call if you want to challenge my list. So, first off, I did a lot of research this past week. Let me give you the backstory. You know, as a man, I'm 37, closer to 40 than I am to 30. You know, you have certain life goals that you want to, you know, attain, and you have a bucket list. Now, I mean, aside from going on a cruise around the world, and, you know, seeing Africa, and, you know, buying a home, all those types of things, one of my personal goals is to buy me an old-school car. I got a specific one that I love, and it didn't make my top 10. But this old-school car represents more than just a way to get around from A to B. It is the epitome of dreams that are not deferred. We all have been children, man. We have. And we saw that car pull up. You know what I'm talking about, that big 350 in it, that big V8. And when we seen it, it immediately made us think, wow, I would love to have that vehicle. I would love to be able to drive to the drive-in movie theater or, you know, take a cruise down the coast. I would love to be able to put on my jeans and my T-shirt, you know what I'm saying, and hop in there. It's very, very near and dear to me because it represents an opportunity to get something that I've been dreaming about since I was a kid. So what I did do is do some research. I went to classiccars.com. Big shout out to them, man. They have literally thousands of classic cars restored to their mint condition and project cars that you can get even for a couple of $100. But I took some time to research, look at the trends and the prices, and I have what I believe is the top 10 list of classic cars that are perfect for a midlife crisis. Am I in a crisis? Absolutely not. But we all have seen that 40, 50, 60-year-old guy, you know, with that yellow, you know, old-school car And you say to yourself, man, you know, why is this guy driving that? You know, he's got his glasses on. He's sitting with his hands 10 and 2, all close up against the wheel. You know what I'm talking about. It reminds them about a time that was better. That was when they were young. So every time they see that car, they get memories. And women notice, too. Women have those same passions. I know a lady that got an old school Mustang that just, I mean, every time she take it out, it just makes her feel better. So that's what we're talking about today, the top 10 classic cars to buy when you are in a midlife crisis. All right, let's start the list. So this is from classiccars.com. I'm ready to get all the details. If you check out the streaming photo log, you'll see every one of these cars twice. You know, I tried to get a front and a back so you can, you know, take a look at what we're actually talking about right now. So I would tell you, first up, in no particular order, you cannot have a top 10 classic car list without having the 1974 Cadillac Fleetwood on your list. 1974 Cadillac Fleetwood. This car was driven by a number of the greats. Who can forget big fat grille in the front, super long body, extra smooth ride, powerful V8. This is the same car that you have people making songs like, just bought a Cadillac, put some bees on. You know what I'm talking about. This car came in every color from white, baby blue, even that lime green with the bucket and ostrich seats. Absolutely. Cadillac 1974 Fleetwood is one of the very, very best. It had a couple of signature features on that vehicle. First off, the back wheel was halfway covered up. And if you knew what you were doing, you got you some white walls, and then you had the matching hubcap with the white or the green or the whatever. You had that. And then if you really got funky with it, you know, you had that leather top, man, that custom top. You put paisley seats in there. My grandfather got a Cadillac. Unsure if it's a Fleetwood, but I know that boy kicked up all the garage, all of it. So let's check that one off the list. You got to get Cadillac 1974 Fleetwood. The next one is my personal favorite. I promise I'm a couple thousand dollars away from being able to afford this one, baby. It is what I feel is the most affordable, the most versatile, and the most fun car out of all of the ones I had to choose. It is the 1972 Monte Carlo. Ooh-wee, man. Trust, this is one of the last greats. One of the last greats. This vehicle you can find probably between $5,000 and $10,000, depending on what kind of work they've done or what kind of features it has and, you know, special paint it has. But this car, when you get in it, ain't nothing sweet about it. It's all masculine, all male, all muscle. This car can get motors as big as a 450. I've seen people put 600, 700 horsepower and take it on a drag strip. Has a really wide stance, very basic front fascia, grill. It's just mean, and then when you put paint on this, it's just beautiful. The 1974 Monte Carlo, there's a couple for sale right now, and upwards of $20,000 and $30,000. Just depends on what you do. You know, with this particular car, you don't want to put no 20s on it. You want some straight up U.S. racing wheels, 5-spoke if you have them. And then if you really knew what you were doing, you'll put those deep dish, you know, very very basic rims. And focus completely on the paint. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that the interior, you know, it's very, very basic. You know, you got your stitch seats, but that's about it. This one is on my bucket list, and I promise when I get it, all my art craft folks going to know, because it's going to be art craft red or it's going to be super midnight black, and I will be posting it. So number two, Monte Carlo, the 1972 Chevrolet Monte Carlo. The next one, because the 70s really produced a lot of cars. This one's iconic. This is the 1972 Chevelle. Now, this car came in a couple of different styles, but this is the vehicle because it has the racing stripes. You see, most people who, when they go and get a, when they think of a muscle car, they think of the 1972 Chevelle. It's been featured on a number of different movies. I want to say that the movie Jack Reacher featured this vehicle as well. Again, muscle. The way you know it, it usually came in a coupe. The coupe, the two-door coupe was the one that everybody wanted. Really fat back stance. You can get this vehicle anywhere in the Midwest. I seen one when I was on ClassicCars.com that was at $47,000. And the reason is because of his performance. You can get parts cheap for it, but you know, when you really trick it out, you know, you can get the SS version, you can get, you know, the 454 super big motor or the convertible. I mean, that car is timeless. It really, really is. Not much I can say about the Chevelle, but go look it up. You'll love it. That's number three. We're going to do number four and take a musical break and come right back. But number four, you can't have a top 10 list without having the 1960 anything Mustang, Ford Mustang. This particular car has been on movies like, you know, Gone in 60 Seconds. It is the American dream for summertime riding. It comes in convertible. You can get scoops in it. The 1965-66 version is my personal favorite. It used to be on the show, the Beverly Hills 90210, if I'm correct. It was a red one. One of the characters had that vehicle. And even though they were living in Beverly Hills and everybody had Mercedes and Porsches, you know, when you pull up and when Brandon pull up in that, you know, you immediately got respect. Now, there are other versions that are made for performance. You know, you can go and get the super big motors. But for most people, you know, the standard, you know, stock factory version was just fine because, you know, it wasn't a really big car. It wasn't too wide, but there was a lot of customization you can do with it. You can put the front floodlights. You can change up the Ford Pony, put different wheels. You cannot have a top 10 list without having a Ford Mustang on there. Right now, I want to feature some music. Oh, track called Holy Water from R. Cry Official's own in-studio band, Graphic Nature. It's from Chicago, hip-hop. I'm going to play that for you right now, Holy Water, and we'll be right back. We're going to go right back through the list with number 5 through 10 on R. Cry Radio. Thank you.
Level up. Freestyle. Yes. 2016. Mr. Misfit. Woke up in a spot feeling like good money. Perception is everything compared to my hungry. Soak it all in. Everything spongy. Don't provoke grungy. Buck Tony Dungy. Knock your helmet off. Leave your neck lonely. Swanked up fresh zirconies. Quite suitable. No conquering my Rubik's Cube. Use a Rudy Poo. God moves make you miserable. See how I spit a few. Seeking a clearer view. 25 stories. But that's another story. You'll judge in the story. Now back to the subject. War cry or warhead. Lead in the war, yeah. Index tap your forehead. War to my four kids. I'ma make it happen. Reasonable plan of action. This 20% of action. The other 80 greatly. Hectic, wavy, crazy. Dopeness missing lately. Hire Dick Tracy. Punks jump up to get beat down. Molly Wap, Foo Fop, and Meek Mal. Proceed to flee foul. Now let that marinate. Wait no longer and watch me levitate. Easy to buckets. I train all year. Fuck it. You love it. You love it. Shit on you in public. The power is black. Illy posted in the back. It's the God hour. Whole power like Robert Greene. Can't infiltrate the team. Cause I move solo. So to come up be dolo. Graphic come through. Forehead of steam. Enigma the kid. How I fuck up your wig. Maneuvers to Aruba. Kenya and Spain. Every day weight train the brain. Work every angle. Survive the black triangle. Finesse an angel. Proper planning. Prevents piss poor performance. Keep power like Edison. You fucking with a veteran. Knowledge is power. Like the rays of the sun. Willie P where I'm from. 2016. Level up. Nigga what? Level up. Level up.
Welcome back. Welcome back to R. Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and this week we're talking about the top 10 classic cars for a midlife crisis. You just heard Graphic Nature's Holy Water. Ooh, man. Go find them on the web. Graphic Nature, they're doing real big in Chicago right now. Yo, appreciate you tuning in. If you want to chime in, feel free. 347-205-9896. 347-205-9896. We've gone through the list of the top 10. We made it to number four. This is in no particular order. Everybody's different. But number four, if we work our way back, was a 1965-66 Mustang. Then the second car that's perfect for a midlife crisis is your 72 Chevelle, big body. Ooh, personal favorite, the 1972 Monte Carlo in any color, but I prefer Arkwright Red if you really want to rock with me. Then I said number one, you know, in terms of the first one we touched on was the 1974 Cadillac Fleetwood. Man, there was a lot of cats in the 70s that had that car. So now we're going to continue to run through the list. So the next car, you can't really, this is arguably one of the last vehicles that actually can be qualified as a muscle car. And it was a tie. So I want to put a tie for the 1980 Chevrolet El Camino and then the 86 Buick Regal. All right, let me get to you one more again. The 1980 El Camino and then the 86 Buick Regal. These vehicles were not made out of plastic and fiberglass, man. This is a car you can find anywhere driving along Route 66 for sale. You could probably get one for $2,000. What's beautiful about the El Camino was like they took a truck and a car and merged them together. Truck and a car merging together. Box Chevys is what they used to, really, if you really want to get, you know, be technical. This is like a box Chevy with a space in the back. We saw this vehicle, I believe, on ATL, in the movie ATL. You also see a lot of mechanics got this car because the parts, again, are really cheap. And with this vehicle, it's mostly about a clean look, very versatile utility vehicle that you can throw things in the back, go fishing. But then also the paint. You can put good paint on this car and make it look like, you know, go from looking like a $2,000 car to a $10,000 car overnight. And the Buick Regal, we all remember Ludacris. He'll tell you in a heartbeat. That's one of his favorite vehicles. This car is what you've seen a lot of the street boys with. Me, myself, couldn't afford the Buick Regal. I had the Cutlass instead. But that vehicle, it ran strong, y'all. It was all about, you know, having that muscular stance. Now, some of the style, you know, some of the style cues, I do believe that, you know, they should have done a better job with the front grille. I think they could have done a better job with, you know, designing them back seats and things like that. But, hey, it has to be on the top 10 list of classic cars for a midlife crisis. So El Camino, the 1980 El Camino, and then the 1986 Buick Regal. Next up, woo, this one. Now, it's not my favorite, but if somebody gave me this, I wouldn't be mad. If somebody gave me this vehicle, I wouldn't be mad. It's the kind of car that you can have in the garage. You got to put that drapery over it. You know, you got to cover it up with that car cover. It is the 1969 Challenger. You remember this car. I mean, Dodge liked the vehicle so much that they made a remake of it some years ago, and that car is selling off the shelves. We like the Challenger for a lot of reasons. Yeah, it looked good. Yeah, it was a muscle car, but it was all about the power. This is the same vehicle that was on Dukes of Hazzard, if you remember. So they had this vehicle. I think it was the Challenger and then the Charger. You know, they kind of flip-flopped, but this vehicle had that the iconic front rectangular front face. The lights were hidden. You couldn't even see the lights. For a lot of years, you know, they had to actually bring the lights out. It sits up high in the back. A lot of times you put those racing hot rod, you know, exhausts and it coming out the top of it. This vehicle requires a lot of care. But if you are able to do it and you could swing the $50,000-$60,000 price tag to get this classic car, you know, we forget. 1969. Jesus Christ! I mean that is a long time ago, and to have a car restored into that fashion is just beautiful. So if you can swing it, if you can afford it, get the '69 Challenger and see if you can put it in that Dukes of Hazzard orange. Real quick, you're tuning in to Art Car Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and each week we bring you art and creativity in the purest form. This week we're talking about the top 10 classic cars for a midlife crisis, and we just covered car number 5, which was tied between the 1980 El Camino and 86 Buick Regal. And then we talked about the 1969 Challenger. cars.com is where I got much of this information. I'm personally in a search for a 72 Monte Carlo right now, so I get a chance to see all the different specs and compare and contrast them. And these vehicles, yeah, I can't really, at this time, you know, I'm in between blessed. I don't want to buy it now, but it may come up in the future that, you know, it works for my budget. Let's move on. The next vehicle. This vehicle is for folks that ain't playing. I'm just say that. They're not playing. This is the 1969 Chevy Nova. When I take this car, looks like it's angry. It looks like it wants to crash into something and then like get in like a crash derby. This vehicle from Chevrolet, we know it because it has like a mesh between many of the other cars, but it had an opportunity to be customized the most because it was at the time one of the lower entry type vehicles. You know, you can have a mom that had it that just wanted a powerful car that can get them from A to B quickly, or you can have a racing fanatic who took the mode out and put a different in and put a new exhaust in. Or, like for today, you can have people that just appreciate the era. You know, I've seen a lot of matte black Chevy Novas, you know, with racing wheels, really big fat wheel in the back, small wheel in the front. And, you know, they take them on a drag strip. It looks like the era. This particular car, I would say, you know, it's not the most pretty to look at. You know, some of the lines are very angular. You know, it's a lot of sharp cuts in terms of how it is. And in the back, gets a little funky if you don't have big wheels on it. You know, the back, I think that the back is a little, you know, unassuming. But with the front, if that vehicle is coming towards you at 80 miles an hour, or if you have 2 days in Miami and you can take this car, this is perfect. 1969 Chevy Nova, y'all. Got to have it on your top 10 list. So the next one is going to probably surprise you. It might surprise you. But you cannot have a top 10 list of classic cars without having this one. All I got to say is two words. Suicide doors. Yes, yes, yes. Old school Lincoln. This car was long as a house, but it had one feature, really two, that made it just amazing. This car came with doors that opened in a different way. Instead of opening the door and it flips out, one door flips out, the other door flips the opposite direction, and it made it easy for you to get in and out. This was a presidential car, y'all. This was a car where you wanted to really be fancy, take somebody to, but it was really long. It was almost like this car just kept going, and it had a smooth ride. People who like Cadillacs, they absolutely like the old school Lincolns, the suicide doors. I've only seen this car in a couple of colors, like white and black. I've never seen somebody like freak out a purple one or an orange one or a green. I think that'll really disrespect the Lincoln brand. But when you get, if you have an opportunity to buy one, do it, because this particular car is popular with gothics and tattoo artists. I want to say that the gentleman from Miami, they have one. I know in Dallas, they got a spot called Deep Ellum where a lot of the, you know, the gothic types hang out. And, I mean, I've seen four or five of them on the street in one day. There's so much you can do. Has a lot of character. And it's a really hard-to-find car that's been kept up well, you know, because a lot of times you had that car and you were transporting somebody important. And, you know, it would hit the rain. So rust is sometimes a problem. But if you can get somebody that do good body work and you got about 10 grand to spend and you like that, you know, cruising as opposed to racing and feeling aggressive, the Lincoln is definitely your pick. So just to run down the list again, because we're making our way down, we almost at number 10. We had the 74 Fleetwood Cadillac. We had the 72 Monte Carlo. Then we had a 72 Chevrolet Chevelle. Then we flipped it and went for the 65-66 Ford Mustang. Then we hit a tie between the El Camino from 1980, Chevy El Camino, and then the Buick Regal from 86. Then we talked about the iconic 69 Challenger. There's the Nova from 69 or 70, and both of them are nice. Going to cost you $30,000 or $40,000, no man. Then we ended just now on the Lincoln. Big body, long style, suicide door Lincoln. You can get anyone from the 60s that really does that, if I'm looking at this right. Big shout to ClassicCars.com for providing all this info for you, Bar, because I will be buying one pretty soon. Next, this next car is the absolute, I know what you're going to say, but you cannot discount it. Not that tall. Not that tall. This next call ain't everybody's cup of tea. But when I tell you the name, you're going to immediately say, oh, I see how that made the list. The 1972 Volkswagen Super Beetle. Yeah, yeah. You remember this vehicle? It's one of the most recognizable vehicles in American history. Beetle, B-E-E-T-L-E, the VW 72 Super Beetle. This car was it was a hippie's dream. I'll say that. The motor was in the back, which was unorthodox. The trunk was in the front. It looked like somebody, like a turtle, like a running turtle, I'll be honest with you. But it was so much customization you could do to make it your own. You know, we saw a resurgence of the Volkswagen Beetle in the 90s when Volkswagen released another one that was just like the old one. I mean, this car, you didn't see this car in black or white. You saw it in, like, green, baby blue, yellow, orange, purple, lavender. You know, you saw it with wood on the side. You saw people who put racks on it. It was a car that could be like a sporty racing one. It could be a basic, you know, A to B. This car was built for people who were weird, you know, and weird is in a good way, you know, people that were different. So you can't forget the 72 Super Beetle. And then last but not least, number 10, the DeLorean, the 81 DeLorean. Yes, we're talking about the car from Back to the Future, baby. This car changed the game. Had so many features that were just cutting edge and different. First, it was stainless steel. People used to say, man, I ain't never seen that car in nothing but gray. No, it wasn't gray. It was stainless steel, aluminum. Aluminum and stainless steel. This car had doors look like when they opened that the car was about to fly. You remember Marty McFly took this car and went back with Doc Martin and whatever his name was, and they went back in time. This was the car. You've seen this car come back as well. You know, we've seen a couple of custom vehicles that I think West Coast Customs tricked out one and made a new one. And then also, you see this car, you know, I think Kanye even has one. And some of the artists, they have an appreciation for this particular vehicle. The 81 DeLorean will cost you upwards of $100,000. Very rare. You know, it was angular. It looked futuristic. Not everybody liked this vehicle just because of that. You know, and then, you know, you couldn't really paint it too much, you know, but for people who appreciate something different, you know, something that when you see it, it's like, oh, my goodness, this car is it. It has lasted the test of time, and people are going to remember this car forever. Now, that's the top 10 list. But I do want to make sure you know that we got a couple of bonuses. I can't forget my bonus vehicles because I actually own this car, and I loved it, and I had to sell it. And it was the 81 Jaguar Van Den Plas. When I tell you presidential, when I drove this vehicle, I felt important. I felt like I could go to any steakhouse. I could go to any five-star restaurant, pull up the valet, and it was an immediate respect. The one I had was baby, like a royal baby blue, had spoke wheels. What I loved about this car is that the inside was just posh. Had wood grain before it was cool to have wood grain. Not to mention it had two gas tanks. It had a V12. It was just amazing vehicle. Lot to maintain, you know, it ain't for everybody. It's not for racing, but that was definitely had to be on the bonus and honorable mention. And finally, the 72 Mercedes-Benz SEL. This is like where you would see a British dignitary getting dropped off to be knighted. You know what I mean? This is that vehicle. I personally like it in silver or white because it's amazing. It's one of those cars that if you can have it in your driveway, all your family going to want to use it for weddings or for, you know, being taken to prom or anniversary dinners. So there you have it, man. Those are the top 10 plus two bonus, top 10 classic cars for midlife crisis. I don't know if you're finding one yourself, but I am. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Tune in, because next week we got more great R Crowd Radio. Love y'all, man. Be back next time.